You've found an encore presentation of the Taxi Stand Hour on Radio TFI.
You're listening to the Taxi Stand Hour.
You're not going to continue this broadcast, are you, sir?
On Radio TFI. Just don't know how exciting it is watching you dance to that song. Hey, good morning, everybody. Once again, you're listening to the Taxi Stand Hour on Radio TFI for this Saturday, February 10th of 2018. Good morning, everybody. From lovely, balmy St. Paul, Minnesota, where it is currently, what is it now? About 10 degrees, I'm guessing. Oh, no, I'm wrong. It's a single degree. We have one single degree, one standby alone, one single degree in St. Paul, Minnesota. And on the other end of the planet in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Mr. Ed Van Ness. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. One single solitary degree.
At least we don't owe any degrees. We are not negative.
Why is it that you're not jumping off a building right now? I don't understand. We are expected to hit 84 today. That is no joke. That is 84 actual degrees. That is 83 more degrees than you have, Sahib.
You are rich in degrees.
Yes. Yes, we are.
Oh, my God. You know, it's getting to the point, though. We're not even paying attention to it up here anymore. Really. I mean, as long as there's no real wind to speak of, it's not bad. Sun is bright. You know? And, of course, it's easy for me to say. I spend, when I'm outside, it's about 95% of the time in my heated taxi, it's like, bring it on. Just keep that nasty-ass white stuff away from me.
You're a tough old Norseman, aren't you?
Yeah. You know, it took me a while to reacclimate, though. I'm not going to lie about that. I remember when I first moved out to Vegas, and it was like 40 degrees with some wind out there. Everybody's running around in parkas out there. I went over to the store in shorts and a t-shirt. So it works both ways.
It does indeed.
So what's happening there, my friend?
I have a list.
You have a list. Did you check it twice?
I checked it twice. This is a very strange feeling for me. But I have a list of things to talk about today. And we will get to those in a fair amount of time, whenever Master John. Oh, by the way, and a very, very special happy birthday to both of us this week.
Yes.
We both completed an orbit around the sun.
Yes, we did.
And
as a matter of fact, I have something here to commemorate that.
You're going to leave your pants on, right?
Once a year we celebrate with stupid hats and plastic plates the fact that you were able to make another trip around the sun. And the whole clan gathers round and gifts and laughter do abound. We let out a joyful sound and sing that stupid song.
Happy birthday!
Now you're 1 year older.
Happy birthday!
Your life still isn't over.
Happy birthday!
You did not accomplish much, but you didn't die this year. I guess that's good enough. So let's drink to your fading health and hope you don't remind yourself your chance of finding fame and wealth decrease with every year. Does it feel like you're doing laps and eating food and taking naps and hoping that someday perhaps your life will hold some cheer?
Happy birthday!
What have you done that matters?
Happy birthday!
You're starting to get fatter.
Happy birthday!
It's downhill from now on. Try not to remind yourself your best years are all gone.
If cryogenics were all free, then you could live like Walt Disney and live for all eternity inside a block of ice. But instead your time is set, this is the only life you get. And though it hasn't ended yet, sometimes you wish it might.
Happy birthday!
You wish you had more money.
Happy birthday!
Your life's so sad, it's funny.
Happy birthday!
How much more can you take? But your friends are hungry, so just cut the stupid cake.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
Bill, Crafton, Stanley,
Zipper,
good.
Frank,
Skippy, the Dickie, Bush and Bob.
Starts with a weather.
That was enough of that. Well, that was actually my cousin Tony. Second cousin Tony sent that to me.
Is that a fact?
Yes.
There's more talent in the Shannon family than you can shake a burnt out birthday candle at.
Yes. And, you know, of course, on Ed's birthday, which was 2 days before mine, his was the 7th, mine was the 9th, I sent him just a simple, you know, everybody from our various social media groups that wished him a happy birthday, you know, encouraged everybody else to do the same. And I thought that, yeah, that was kind of nice and touching. What does Ed send me for my birthday?
Denizens of Earth, today you shall rise up and celebrate. You may now begin the annual rituals commemorating the descension from heaven of John Shannon. Shepherded to Earth by Gil Christ, his full mission now coming to fruition, to slay the evil Orange One and defeat Travis the K. It's John Shannon.
So, yeah. So, yes, by the way, that was fabulous. Listening to that, I just about peed myself, you know. But
as you said, you do that on a daily basis anyway.
Yeah, so. I was going to say that happens more and more frequently all the time these days. So,
well, as I said, I'm glad you enjoyed it. It was a last minute, middle of the night job on Thursday night. It all came together Thursday night while I was out working, and I enjoyed putting it together. I'm glad you enjoyed it, and
I surely did.
Don't ever darken my doorstep again.
Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. So, did you get a chance to enjoy, did you have your bucket of popcorn out for the Waymo trial?
Oh, we're going to do this. Okay, I'm very, very disappointed in the Waymo trial. As you may or may not have heard, they settled.
Yes. What, $254 million?
Something like that. The details are a little murky as far as I'm concerned. I need to delve a little deeper into exactly what the heck happened there.
Well,
I feel that once again, Uber has somehow magically evaded having to show what a evil, evil corporation they are, and how Travis Kalanick, instead of enjoying his $1 billion+ payout, should be rotting in some medieval dungeon with rats gnawing at his fingertips. And again, they're getting away. There's more. I'm very upset about it. I'm very upset about it.
This to be kind of drawn out.
It was supposed to be 3 weeks. I'm going to withhold real commentary on it because I still want to delve into and read deeper into what transpired. I was following reporters at the trial. I was following them on their Twitter feeds. And again, I need to read a little deeper before I really, really get involved. Although I do know this much, Dara, the new CEO, suddenly believes that because of this outcome, the valuation of Uber has jumped to $72 billion. What he's thinking is beyond me. Whatever he's smoking or whatever he's on is beyond me. And I think now this has just reinforced the Uber is invincible mantra out in San Francisco that, hey, clearly we can do no wrong. We can do whatever we want and get away with it. Yeah, we may have to pay a fine here or there, but overall, we're doing what we want.
We are now at the point with Uber that they're getting into the whole too big to fail scenario, if you will. And what you're going to see next is they're going to go tits up and...
you have a call.
I have a call. Let's answer said call. This sounds like from Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah, it does.
Well, how about that?
Good morning. Morning, guys.
How morning. You doing?
Good. Just a lot happening today. What's been going on with you guys?
Well, we're just sitting here, as Ed and I both said here, one more trip around the sun here.
Oh, yeah.
I have a list.
So did you, would you guys like to hear our testimony at the state this, from this, 2 days ago?
Yeah, go right ahead there, sir.
Okay, now, just to preface for everybody, in Wisconsin right now, the Koch brothers and Uber and some of their friends in the legislation have come up with this idea to completely deregulate the taxi industry in the state and eliminate municipal authority and involvement with taxi companies and replace it with a regulatory department that's actually controlled by Uber in this state called the Department of Safety and Professional Services. And in the testimony you're about to hear, you'll hear about a very special interaction we had with this department concerning a complaint about Uber.
Justin, just a second. Doesn't it seem just a little fishy, I forget the word I'm looking for here, but anything that's ran by Uber, how in the hell can you use the word professional with it?
And I actually said something to that effect in my testimony. There was also a gentleman from a taxi company in Milwaukee who spoke before me, and I'll reference his testimony. He was speaking for the bill, and you'll hear, okay, I'm just pulling it up now. It'll start here in just a few seconds. Hopefully you'll be able to hear it okay through the phone. I'll give it a go. Hold on.
Ladies and gentlemen, big time professional radio.
I'll say in 2 seconds.
Take three. We're feeling generous.
I'd like to thank the council for having this hearing today. Already from a lot of the statements and testimony today, questions from especially from Representative Anderson and Rostoff.
Hey, Justin, I gotta stop you there. Justin. Yeah, listen, I gotta cut you on that one, buddy. Yeah.
I don't think he can hear us.
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
He's got the phone up to the.
I apologize, Justin. I had to cut that call off. That we weren't picking up anything. And like Ed said, we can't. He can't hear us.
No, I can hear you. But what you need to do, my friend, is send us a copy of the audio. There you go. He's calling back in now.
All right, you're back there, Justin. Listen, I had to cut that off. We weren't picking.
Yeah,
Hardly.
Okay, sorry about that. Well, if you go to ridesafeworld.com in the second to last article, you'll be able to find that video.
Yeah.
Essentially, what I did was I was waiting a whole year for a report concerning a complaint we made about Uber to this DSPS, which regulates ride shares currently in Wisconsin. And what we had done is, you may remember, we registered a gentleman on Uber with fake documentation, which is a clear violation of the law. So after 4 months of taking our complaint, DSPS finally came back and said, this is not an issue, we're not doing anything. I said, could I at least get the complete complaint documents? They said, no, you can't have access to those at this time. Just 3 days ago, I was able to finally get them to release the documents. And what they reveal is a partnership of completely fraudulent interaction between DSPS, which is a state regulator in Wisconsin, and an official from Uber with their shell company Riser by the name of Binnings, Scott Binnings, who apparently handles a multitude of these fraudulent interactions with various state regulators with concern to ride shares throughout the country. And we now have proof of this.
And they're trying to bury you like a cat buries its
Oh my God, are they trying to bury it? The latest article on Uber on RideSafeWorld.com is by a man named Patrick Lohman. It's about an article by a man named Patrick Lohman at Syracuse.com. This is a local paper in Syracuse.
Yes.
And what he has done is selected one of our plate reporters in Syracuse by the name of Chris O'Connell. He's a local taxi company owner there as well.
Now, he's Syracuse.
What's that?
He's an owner in Syracuse, New York?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. He's an owner operator in Syracuse, and Lohman has just completely defamed this person and said that RideSafe is doing fraudulent plate reports. He took everything in the interviews I did with him and Chris did with him out of context. And I told this reporter, I am the ultimate authority at RideSafe. If anybody does anything, has a problem with something on the site, I'm the legal liability. Mm-hmm. But he instead decided to go after Chris because he's in the same community. And since the article's publication, Chris has gotten just a ridiculous amount of threats and hate mongering from Uber and Lyft drivers, which is why we're asking if anybody goes to Syracuse.com, looks up the article, or go to RideSafeWorld.com and check it out, help Chris out on Twitter, send letters to Syracuse.com. We're asking for a retraction and apology from Patrick Lohman for what he's done.
Sounds like fresh meat to me.
And we haven't gotten, Lohman says that, you know, we're going to be sued. You're going to get a cease and desist. We haven't gotten so much as a mouse fart in our email inbox from anybody.
Yeah.
Any of these Uber and Lyft drivers who say they're so offended by what we did and so defamed by what we did. None of them seem to have a lawyer or a will to actually complain about it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Sounds like I get to have some fun during the course of the week, doesn't it, to you, Ed?
Sounds like it.
Anyway, I got to go, guys. We have I have a lot more stuff I need to do for Chris. We're also taking a collection for Mr. Shifter and his family. All donations to RideSafe for this month are going to Shifter's family. But there are plenty of other charities for his family that everybody should check out, give that family support. And
we
just wanted to also give our condolences because that was horrible for me to hear about this week.
Yeah, I think it touched all of us here. Ed and I off air were talking a little bit about that, and Ed's going to have a little something on that too here after a bit. So... All right, Justin, my friend,
excellent.
Keep up the good work.
Thanks, pal.
All right, thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Have a good day. Bye.
Take care. Well, as always, good to hear from Justin.
Justin LaPlante from RideSafeWorld.com, right? .com or .org? I think it's .com.
Yeah. Go to RideSafeWorld on Google.
Yeah, there you go. That's the way to do
it. You know, and this is sad because we really should know this.
And we should know a lot of things.
There's a lot we ought to know. I tell you what, we are. It's sad. It is sad sometimes. But
you have to remember when you get up into your 50s and you didn't do the precautionary things back when you were in your 20s and 30s to eat that fish oil and do all those things to make your mind sharp as a tack. I tell you.
I'm sorry. Have we met?
No, I don't know. Who's this strange person I'm looking at on the computer screen?
I've lost two things. One is my memory, and I can't remember the other one.
Exactly. Well, and by the way, if you want to join in the conversation here, feel free. There is a phone number you can call, just like Justin did there. The number is area code 754-800-CHAT. That is not a toll-free 800 number, by the way.
It's not.
It's not, no.
Shocking.
754-800-2428.
What kind of knucklehead put a number like that on just to confuse people? I tell you what.
I don't know.
Let's move to a little bit more serious. Justin just mentioned Douglas Shifter. For those of you not familiar with the name, that is the gentleman that he was a New York City livery driver, black car driver, who parked himself on Monday, February 5th, in front of New York City City Hall and proceeded to blow his brains out. If you have not read his posting on Facebook, we have made it available at the Radio TFI website. Just go to the website, look for his name, and you'll find it just very quick. There's also, I've created an audio recording of the posting. There's been no editing. Everything that he put in there is in there in both the written and oral versions. There is we have not enhanced it at all. It's there for your consumption. We're also going to be playing the audio version here on Radio TFI every day for the next week at both midnight and noon. So I highly recommend it if you're in this industry at all, and no matter how tenuous the connection, that you please take a few minutes out of your day and read what this man had to say. I read it, and I can honestly say I was truly, truly moved because it touched me. I firmly identify with everything that man said. I've talked about my trials and tribulations here. A long time in the business, I had my business destroyed. My life has been torn asunder. And I will admit here that the thought of what he did has crossed my mind. Clearly I haven't. But I understand where he went with that. When you read his post, you will see he felt, and I understand this feeling, he's at the end of his rope. What else can I do? It's too late for me. Perhaps if I do this, it will get someone's attention to help hundreds of thousands, if not millions of other people who have been affected by this evil, evil, torturous company and the blind, corrupt politicians who have allowed it to continue. And again, taxi limo drivers, it was never about competition, ever. Do you want the competition? Let's face it, no. It's been about the fact that Uber gets an entirely different set of rules. No rules, to be quite honest. Justin was just talking about his, you know, what they're going through up in Wisconsin. There are literally thousands of stories like this. There are thousands of Doug Shifters out there, guys on the edge, drivers who invested life savings and to buy permits, medallions, whatever you call them in your particular part of the world. They're planning on putting their kids through school, et cetera, et cetera. Guys going out and working as hard as they possibly can. Driving for a living is not easy. For those of you not aware, it is a little bit more than just getting behind the wheel and tootling up and down quiet country roads all day long. It can be quite demeaning, quite exhausting. But so I feel everything that Mr. Shifter was referring to, I can identify with all that. And I think The amazing thing at this point now is that more drivers, more owner-operators have not taken similar action.
I was just going to say, I haven't heard of any, but that doesn't necessarily mean it hasn't happened.
Well, keep in mind, he made a spectacle of himself. He accomplished what he wanted to accomplish.
Yeah, it's just a shame he had to pay the ultimate price to do so.
But again, and when you read his post, you will see in his mind, in his line of thinking, there was no other option. He was out of options.
And that was up on the Radio TFI website?
Yes, we posted it last night along with an audio version. Like I said, I recorded it. So you can listen to it. You don't necessarily have to read it, but no matter how you digest this, if you go to his Facebook page or it's been posted any number of places out there on the web, I implore everybody listening to this, whether you're listening live, whether you've found this broadcast years down the line, please, please, please find this post. Read this post, and you will see for certain the dire straits that this, now forget the industry, the drivers that make up this industry, the dire straits that they are in right now. And I'm just going to leave it at that at this point, because if I go any further, I'll go upstairs and strangle a dog.
Yeah. Yeah, and by the way, it is at ridesafeworld.com. And Justin does have some information up on that about Mr. Shifter, and I have not read it. I mean I saw the headline. Unfortunately, this week has been. I'm going to make a ton of excuses here.
Leave it at you haven't read it, and that's that.
Yeah.
Okay. It'll be playing at high noon today on Radio TFI.
Yes, sir. Yes. Wow. How do you bring yourself back up from that?
Well, we just slam on the brakes, get out, and turn around, and we're going to move on now.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. We'll keep it in a similar, close, very tenuously connected vein. Let's talk Uber accounts and Lyft accounts. What do you say? Driver accounts.
Let's do that.
So, last week, last Sunday, Uber... It came at 12 noon. I went out. I had a personal ride, and I was anticipating doing a bunch of rides to. There were seven cruise ships in town, eight cruise ships. So I had myself set up just to do XL work. I figured if I get a couple of rides to the port, you know, and then be home in time for the Super Bowl. Oh, I have not forgotten about the Super Bowl.
Yes, indeed.
So I get a message. Your account has been deactivated. On the phone with them, I can't get a straight answer as to what happened. Nobody will tell me. So I created another identity and decided to register with both Lyft and Uber. I did this on Monday. Now, Tuesday at about 8 o'clock at night, I checked my email. Oh, Lyft is... It happened at 10:45 in the morning. Lyft said, hey, you're good. Welcome to Lyft. You're a driver now.
How long did that take?
It took a day.
Wow.
Now, here's the interesting thing. With the same exact information, I put that in Monday. Uber still hasn't approved that.
Okay.
But I needed to move a phone number off an old account that I had been using. My personal phone number. And this account had been deactivated, I guess, about 6-7 months ago. So I go to the account to try to change the phone number so that I can use it on the new account. Well, lo and behold, I can log in on this account again. So now I've been using that account all week.
Jesus Christ.
They had deactivated me for, they never said why, but 6 months later, suddenly out of clear blue, literally clear blue sky, I'm able to use that account. And actually, that's the account under my actual name that I can use.
So you have your money from when you get paid from Uber. You have that deposited to your bank account, right?
Every day.
So you would think, if nothing else, that they would recognize some similarities here. Maybe a route number. Maybe.
Are you kidding me? John, I use the same fucking car. Pardon my language. I use the same effing car. I use the same bank account. I use the same everything except name and driver's license number. The addresses, everything's the same. They're idiots. Has anybody not caught on to this yet? That this system is so fundamentally flawed. But I digress.
Yeah, exactly. Well, at least you're back making the pittance again from that. I was looking today quickly at a post that somebody made on Uber people, where a San Francisco driver is saying, "Well, when did Uber drop its rate to its pay to 96 cents a 96 cents a mile?"
I read that.
Yeah,
he hadn't driven for a while, and he felt that $1.15 a mile was an insult.
Yeah,
well, come down here to South Florida where it's 70 cents a mile. Let's see how insulted you are.
Mm.
Although I will say this, I had a very interesting situation yesterday. I took one of my regulars to the airport to start the day. And I was making my way up Lauderdale Beach. I got a call at one of the very nice hotels. The address was incorrect, but so I go up there anyway, can't find the guy. Just as I cancel it and collect my whopping $3.75. Oh, by the way, it had said it was a long ride. They give you this warning, this notice. It says long ride, 45 minutes plus. So, you have the option. Do you want to travel or not?
Oh, well, hey, it's not a bad
thing. No, it's actually not a horrible thing. So just as I cancel it, the guy comes up, young guy named Anthony. He's 28 years old. We had a lovely chat. Well, it turned out he had dropped his phone. He had no screen on his phone. He said, I was in the middle of ordering the Uber. When I dropped my phone, and somehow it ordered the car anyway. The destination wasn't. Long story short, I said, "Look, I'm sorry. I already canceled it. I couldn't find you." And he tells me, "Well, you know." He says, "Well, my phone is busted. I can't." Says I can only use Siri to make phone calls and all that. And he was going to South Miami. It was a good long ride. I said, "Well, give me your address." I put it in to the Uber passenger app. I said, "I'll tell you what. I'll charge you. I'll take you for whatever Uber was going to charge you." And long story short, he says, "Well, okay, so." So I not only got the $3.75 from the cancellation, I got $78 and Uber got ungats for the ride. Guy says, "Will you take a credit card?" "Absolutely." Pop that in my Square. And So that was, of course, then I wound up in the ass end of the south part of Dade County in Homestead, which is where you don't want to be. But that's neither here nor there. So I got to give it to Uber a little bit yesterday, and that felt good. That felt good. So,
when you were still back in the actual taxi, how many times did you get double cabbed, if you will, with an Uber?
Oh, that never happened.
Never.
No. People that are calling an Uber, for the most part, they're not calling cabs. Is that happening to you?
Well, it happened. Me, I won't say that it has been happening, but it happened last night for the first time, And I pulled up. Now, the Uber hadn't showed up, so apparently I had beaten, and I was a ways away from the call. I was roughly 7 miles away from the call.
My God.
And I Uber there. And, I was just going to try to confirm see where my Uber was. And he said, well, it's probably a good thing that the Uber driver hasn't showed up. I haven't killed an Uber driver this week yet. And
you're a nasty old man. You know that, don't you?
I tell you, as I'm getting older, my degree of give a
damn. Gotcha.
Serious.
Excuse me.
I don't.
So wait a minute. End the story. Did you take the passenger?
I took the passenger, yeah.
Excellent.
I don't know if this guy canceled his Uber when I pulled up, or if he was smart enough to do that. Isn't it if you cancel after the driver's en route, doesn't he still get charged?
You have, as a passenger, you have 2 minutes to cancel without being charged. After 2 minutes, you are charged a $5 cancellation fee.
So he not only did he pay the cab fare, which was, it was like $18.50 with no tip. Yep. He also got charged an additional $5 from Uber on top of it.
That is right.
So
that
of course, and then the chuckle, but of course, you know, instead of reserving a cab, you know, he calls last minute. You know, I don't know what Uber's track record. They are now up here in the Twin Cities accepting reservations.
Yes. Uber.
But I don't know how they can guarantee. Well, there is no guarantee. But I don't know how they figure that they can cover reservations like that.
They've got no way to really know what's going on out there. They can see where the cars are, and I guess the algorithm can look at it and go, well, you know, I don't know how early they put these calls out, because I've gotten some of them where it says, oh, your rider, you know, set up this call in advance. Well, I don't know. Are they putting it out 10 minutes early, 5 minutes early, 20 minutes early? Who knows? Who knows? I know our cab company did it 15 minutes. In general, it was 15 minutes out for a time called.
Now, was that across the board, or was that or the further away from the center city you were that the
well, back in the day, when we had radio dispatch, of course, out in the suburbs, they might give it a couple extra minutes, not by much. And in the city, they gave it 15 minutes. You always got it 15 minutes. Now, once we went to the computer and the automatic, don't get me started. Sometimes, depending on the mood of whoever was programming, they would change it without telling drivers to 8 minutes or to 20. At one point, they had it at 22 minutes. So heaven forbid you're sitting next to the place when you get the call. Now you got to sit there for 21 minutes and wait for the person to come out. So
yeah, there's a guarantee on those reservations that it's an airport run or it's just down to the beauty shop.
No, not at all.
I will say with us, they have the, and it's a steadfast rule. Anything going to the airport, we take all reservations. I should back up and say we take all reservations. It's basically 11 minutes if it's just a regular reservation. That increases, as you go out further into the suburbs. If you by chance happen to be going to the airport and you tell the you tell the app or tell the CSR who takes your order or whatever. If you tell that individual that you're going to the airport, there is automatically an additional 15 minutes tacked on.
26 minutes?
Well, but for an airport fare.
No, I understand that, but you're still putting it out 26 minutes out?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, here's the thinking behind that. You know,
you don't want people to miss a flight. I get that. I get it. But it's still, it's a long time. Is it 15 minutes? Well, look, you guys do what works for you. I can't.
Well, here was the theory behind that. This company I'm with started out as airport taxi. So that was their niche, if you will.
Oh, okay.
So
it behooved them to be on time early and guarantee that people were getting
and vehicle clean. Driver right. did what he had to do before he pulled up on that. Right. And it also, quite frankly, gave some of the newer drivers a chance to make sure they knew where the hell they were going. Because, you know, back in those days when it started, you know, we were still reading map books.
I remember those days. My maps were etched on stone tablets.
Oh,
my instructor at the cab company was a fellow by the name of Rubble, Barney Rubble.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Hey, Freddy boy. By the way, that's the same voice as Yogi Bear. Hey, boo boo buddy.
And Norton.
Ed Norton. Hey, Ralphie boy. And that concludes the comedy portion of our program. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for tuning in, indeed. Well, what do you say? I'm ready to kiss the ring.
Are you ready? So, are you ready for the old hickory?
Yes, I sure am. And the only saving grace about this is we will not have to listen to that stupid frickin' music in the background
or won't,
this particular week.
Or won't we?
Yes, I know. You'll probably on the replay.
Oh, there's no question. There's absolutely no question. Are you kidding me? There's question. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, just so you know, John is running the show technically today. So all I've basically got to do is sit here and yak into a microphone. I have no other duties today other than to expound. So he's got control of all the sound and all the music. And so the fact that I say I'm not going to play the music is not because I choose not to. It's because he's behind the wheel. So, da na da 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 da. So, John. Did you watch the game?
I watched it from beginning to end.
It was a good game.
It was a good game.
It was a very good game.
Not if you were a Patriots fan.
You know, oh, my goodness. Before we get into the game.
Oh, I'm salivating.
Before we get into the game, I do want to say this. You know, for being up here in the frozen tundra, the bold north. Last week I said the great north. It's the bold north.
Is that what they were saying? The bold north.
Yes.
I'm so happy for you.
Yes.
You know, sure. The NFL doesn't care about you now.
Yeah.
Once they handed over that trophy, you were. They don't care. I'm sorry.
Oh, I wish I knew this sports writer's name from ESPN, but he basically boo-hooed. He said he stayed in his room for the entire time out here. Just, oh, my God. He just was just whining like a little pussy.
Well, look, I know from experience Minneapolis is a great town. I've been there, and I've had a grand old time there. Yeah, I don't care if how much snow was on the ground. There's some wonderful people out there. And I enjoyed it thoroughly. Thank God I never got to St. Paul. Oh, God, I heard all about that shit. Oh, I'm sorry. But anything else before we commence here, sir? And remember...
Well, just say, the city of Minneapolis, city of St. Paul, the surrounding area, the Mall of America...
Wonderful job.
I got Justin here.
Go ahead.
Hello, sir. Are you back again?
Pocket dial.
Butt dial.
We've been butt dialed.
We have just been butt dialed.
Stick around. I'm not about to kick John's ass over the football game.
He already hung up.
All right. All right. Are you done delaying the inevitable, sir?
Sir, you're breaking up, man. I'm sorry. What was that?
Are you done delaying the inevitable? Well, in closing,
I will say, great job, Minneapolis. Great job.
Yes, your city did a wonderful job.
And to those of you detractors out there, whiners, pussies, you can't see it. Ed can see it. But there it is. The single finger salute of affection just for you.
Well, that, that certainly put it changes where I was going with this. That suddenly put a little salt on that wound. So
No, that wasn't towards you.
Okay, so let us officially close out Head versus the Spread for the season. We'll take care of that business first.
Okay.
So I took Philadelphia getting 5 points. John had New England giving up 5 points and no one being able to catch a ball. Philadelphia won outright, so I didn't need the extra 5 points, which means I won, which means I finished the season with 36 wins to John's 34 wins. None of the tiebreakers were needed, which, by the way, I won anyway.
Yes, you did.
I swept the board last week. I will say it was a little touch and go there for a while, because one thing I know as a fan of a team in the AFC East where the Patriots reside, you never count them out. You never count them out. But you cannot disagree that when Nick Foles became the first person to not only throw but to catch a touchdown pass, tell me secretly, deep down in your heart, you didn't want to bear his children, because I sure did.
Oh,
I thought that was one of the greatest. That's that play that they keep tucked away for just exactly that situation. And I thought it was, you know, look, it was a great game. It really, truly was. We're proving, well, Brady's never been a Superman. I mean, he's been fantastic. But once again, showing you put pressure on his offensive line, he's just a better than average quarterback.
Oh, yes. His passes, I couldn't believe it, some of the floaters he put up there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, what happens when you don't get to deflate your balls?
That's why I always leave my balls fully inflated. You just never know.
Mm-hmm.
So, now when we started this thing, you were quite cocky. If I remember, you cheated all year long. There's no question about that.
Speak, by the way, no. Wait, hold the phone. So.
I'm sorry. I thought I was speaking here. I have the talking stick.
Cheating. Speaking of cheating, look at how many times we had to twist around the rules and the stipulations contest.
No, the rules were always there. You were just not aware of them. There's a difference, sir.
Okay.
Now.
Go ahead and keep bloating.
Now. Remembering that there was your idea to do football picks all year long, and I said, John, I don't want to embarrass you. I just don't feel that your sensitive psyche can handle the up and down of football betting. Oh, no, Ed, I want to do this. We have to do it. I was told we have to do it. I was threatened with work slowdowns, using foul language, which he did anyway. So, much to my chagrin, I set up this system, and we picked games, and unfortunately for John, I was leading the pack there for a little while, and then he started, unfortunately, cheating to where he took a lead.
He took a commanding lead.
Well, that's one man's opinion. It's one man's opinion. Commanding is a very strong word that we don't want to use here. So, if I remember correctly, the rules then stated if the bigger crybaby was leading, that for the final week we could institute the full schedule of games. And so we did that for you to try to give you a certified win, because we know you need to feel good about yourself. I don't need that. I have a strong ego. I'm quite content with who I am and where I am. Man, it's getting to stink a little bit in here. So, let's bring it down to its bare bones here, John. When it comes to picking football games, you suck.
Okay.
You are the biggest piece of crap on 2 feet. You should never, ever do this again. You should stay away from this until early September when we pick up again for the 2018 season.
Yeah. There
will be some rule tweaks in 2018.
Well, just as long as you don't pull a Vince McMahon and change the rules of the game halfway through the season.
Halfway through the season? We'll change them halfway through the game. Are you kidding me? So anyway, to conclude, and just to put out this one last burning cigarette butt on John's arm, you suck, I won. You were way off. And mind you, remember, you were given the opportunity to choose first. You had a clean slate to choose from. I only took what you didn't take. I was left with your leftovers, sir, and I still managed to mold it all together thanks to my superior intellect, wit, and just downright charm.
Well, I will say this.
I'm not done.
You're not?
Okay, I'm not. Thank you. Now I'm done.
Oh, well, in the famous words of Adrian Cronauer,
you're in more dire need of a blowjob than any white man in history.
Tell you what, John, here's $20. Go downtown, get 2 blowjobs, come back and give me one.
Oh,
John, do you know the difference between a hamburger and a blowjob?
No, tell me.
What are you doing for lunch tomorrow?
Oh, my God.
Go ahead. You want to start this fight? Go ahead.
No.
Good. Your turn. I'll give you 2. I took 2. You take 2. Go ahead, Skippy. What else you got there on your magic little soundboard? Go on. Go on.
Oh, you're going straight to hell for that one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so already had my ticket booked. Fear not. I got a window seat and everything. Son of a. You're going to pick that kind of a fight with me. Have you learned nothing in this past, how long we've been together now, this past year? Have you learned nothing, sir? Have you not paid any attention to the rants that emanate from this pie hole? Have you listened?
Keep on trying.
This is a man who, we have a 1-hour show once a week, has to get up for a break in the middle of it. My God, what is...
I had to refill my coffee cup. Take a pill. I knew I had my opportunity. I don't get to sit and suck on caffeine-free Mountain Dew.
It's caffeine-free. It is caffeine-free.
Well, I sure as hell hope so, whatever the hell caffeine is.
Well,
oh,
so now we've got about 7 minutes left.
Well,
What? I said I had a list. I'm not done yet.
Oh, okay.
I would embrace this time if I were you, because how often is Ed prepared for anything?
Oh, this is a very valid point.
Yeah. So. Okay. So.
Go right ahead there.
Thank you. I think I will. If I can go ahead, talk for a second. I got to find what I'm looking for.
Well, real quick, while he's looking for what he finds, what he's looking for eventually here. I couldn't believe. Couldn't believe I saw this earlier here on Twitter. Supposedly in Chicago, in Illinois, I'm not 100% sure if it was Chicago or where exactly it was. And now, of course, I can't find what I'm looking for. So to hell with it.
I found what I was looking for.
Well, that's good. Just quickly, apparently in Chicago. I think in the Chicago area, a very liberal part of the state of Illinois. Apparently, there is a confirmed Nazi.
Oh, yes.
Running for, running for Congress, if I'm not mistaken. No other Republican, no other possible Republican candidate.
Yes.
These are people that the Republicans, you say, okay, so this guy doesn't have a chance. Well,
Donald Trump didn't have a chance.
Exactly. That was exactly my point.
Oh, hair. Hair.
Hair.
Trump hair this week.
Oh, yes. Where his back of his toupee raised like a
he had a bad
sail.
Bad weave.
Oh, yes,
he did. Apparently, he must have like three strands of hair coming out of the side, and he just does this elaborate comb. Bill Maher last night had a good take on it. He said, we know he's up at 6 o'clock in the morning tweeting, and he doesn't come downstairs till 11. What's he doing for 5 hours? He watches Fox and Friends and does his hair?
Pretty much.
I found what I was looking for, a list of this week. Things that happened this week. The Dow fell 1,175 points. Trump called Democrats treasonous. Trump asked for military parade. Rob Porter resigned for domestic abuse. John Kelly defended Porter. Trump said, I'd love to see a shutdown. Oh, the Dow fell 1,033 points. The government shut down for a second time. And not on the list, but of note, five more people resigned from the Trump administration this week over various and sundry things like beating the shit out of your wives.
Yes.
It's amazing anybody's left in that place.
Well, and they're all just jumping like rats off a ship here. Of course, that's been pretty much the mantra, if you will, of that particular. Even during the campaign, didn't he have people jumping off the ship in droves, if as memory serves?
There were people that left, not as severe as it is now. I think what's happening now is people are really getting to see. It's been, some of these people have been with them now well over a year, year and a half, almost 2 years. And they're really starting to see what's going on the inside. And granted, we're not in there, but the stuff that leaks out, apparently this blathering nitwit hasn't got the first clue as to what he's doing, when, or why. I was talking to a young man yesterday I was giving a ride to. We got to speaking about this. And I said to him, look, when I was a kid, I had to do the air raid drills, get under the desk and all that in the 60s. And I was not as scared then as I am right now.
No. The only thing we can take a deep breath about right now and take a little pause, if you will, is the fact that for some reason, North Korea is actually trying to make nice with South Korea.
Give it 2 weeks. Wait till after the games.
Yeah.
Don't for a second buy into this. It's just like Omarosa, Trump's gal pal. You remember from the Apprentice?
Yes.
Well, she's on Celebrity Big Brother now. Now, I've watched Big Brother since day one. Yes, it's trash TV. I admit to it. It's one of my few guilty pleasures. The other night, she was talking to somebody, and if you don't know the premise of Big Brother, they're locked in a house for weeks on end. There's no outside contact, cameras all around, recording everything they say and do. And she was talking to somebody, and she says, oh, it's much worse than you think, referring to what's going on at the White House. Now, I firmly believe, A, that's true, and B, she's just doing it for ratings because she's not a pleasant person. But
either way.
Either way.
These are the people, though, that Trump surrounds himself with.
Yes. Yes, it is. But, you know, but they fired her and she got fired off The Apprentice. And, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. Hey, what do you know?
It is that time again.
It is that time again. Boy, where did that time go?
Well, we had a good time like we normally do doing this. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for the Shannon Files at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on Radio PFI. And
I forgot about that. And don't forget to join your own Oak and Lead Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern live for Radio TFI Presents the Primetime Jamboree. We're going to be there. We promise you we're going to be there this week. We're in no technical difficulties this week. Big time professional radio. Remember, young Mr. Shannon tomorrow at 10 a.m. I will be live 8 p.m. Monday night. And don't forget to join us back here next Saturday at what time, John?
10 a.m.
Four?
The Taxi Stand Hour.
Say goodnight, Dick.
This is John Shannon. Adios.
See ya! Here's what's new on
Radio TFI.
Mondays at 8 p.m., it's Uncle Ed's Primetime Jamboree. Sundays at 10 a.m., it's the Shannon Files with your own John Shannon. And don't forget the Taxi Stand Hour, Saturdays, 10 a.m. Eastern Time. All shows live here.
Radio TFI.